Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from Paul's letter to the congregation at Ephesus, the fifth chapter. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. These are your words, Heavenly Father. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Ophthalmologists will tell you that the human eye takes roughly 20 to 30 minutes to adjust from extremely bright sunlight to absolute darkness. And in the process, the human eye, they claim, becomes 1 million times more sensitive to light. Isn't it amazing what the process of evolution has formed? Thank you for seeing the humor in that. In that amazing thing, they claim that the human eye, also going the other direction, in other words, from extreme darkness into light, probably takes only about 5 minutes to adjust that way. The younger you are, the faster those transitions take place. So if you're wondering why your professors are walking around so groggy in the morning, now you know. I remember one time being in a large auditorium of about 1,000 people, and someone decided to turn out all the lights. There were no windows in it. It got completely dark for about 5 minutes. And then the gentleman on the stage lit a candle, and I was sitting about halfway in the auditorium, and you could look back to the back row and actually see the faces of people from that tiny little bit of light provided by that candle. God uses the imagery of light and darkness frequently throughout the Bible. It's kind of a motif that just runs throughout Scripture. We're very used to these type of words that we have here. Paul says, you were once darkness, talking to Christians. We think of that line in the hymn verse, all our knowledge, sense, and sight lie in deepest darkness shrouded. But now God has given us the light of faith. One of the signs that you are living in spiritual darkness is you don't realize it, and you think the darkness is fine. That's one of the strange signs of spiritual darkness. To sense that you have no real need for a Savior and that you shouldn't be concerned at all about getting to heaven and the things of God. So this motif runs throughout Scripture, and it's not simply a description between good and bad or evil, sin, and things that are holy and good and pure. It's actually deeper than that. It has to do more with unbelief, with the unconverted heart, and then conversion. This is what darkness and light, how it is used throughout Scripture. Now God, by his wonderful grace toward you and me, his undeserved love for us in Christ, as the Bible tells us, has called us out of that darkness into his marvelous light. He's given us the eyes open now to understand his wonderful grace in Christ, who went to the cross to atone for every sin we've ever committed, to pay for all of them. He's given us the eyes of faith to realize we could never have gotten ourselves to heaven by how good we are, but God has done it totally and thoroughly through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what a beautiful, precious teaching that is, that God now sees you as a holy, perfect saint, not because of you, but because of what Christ has done for you and just given to you freely as a gift. What a blessing this is. So those who are now children of light have been blessed to see and understand this great news of the gospel and what it means for your future and what you have look forward to someday when you arrive in heaven. And so with gratitude in the heart, the Christian looks at his status now that's been completely granted by God, this enlightenment that's taken place. And he says to himself, the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel and enlightened me with his gifts and sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Notice when Paul talks about Christians and this light, he doesn't say you will be light in the Lord. He doesn't say you have the potential to be light in the Lord. He doesn't say that if you stay away from bad things, you will be light in the Lord. He says you are light in the Lord. And he's talking to Christians that struggled in their faith just as much as you and I do. From God's perspective, by his qualifying you through faith in Christ, you are light in the Lord already. That is how God sees you, and he has given you now the knowledge to get through this life. Imagine going into a dark cave with a bunch of friends, and doing some spelunking, they call that. And you decide to go deep into the guts of a dark cave, and there's absolutely no light in there. And just for the fun of it, you decide to kind of sneak around in this absolute darkness, and it's kind of cool and fun to be inside of this dark cave. And suddenly one of you turns on a flashlight, and you realize you're actually in a cave with bears, and they're hibernating. And you realize now what tremendous danger you are in. People who walk around in this world in spiritual darkness maybe think it's actually kind of fun. Once God brings to us the light of the knowledge of the truth through his word and through faith in Christ, and now that enlightens the darkness that we've been living in, we realize the tremendous danger that there was and the danger that still lurks there for us. But there's something about the darkness that still lures us back. There's something about it that we're intrigued with. There's a part of us that kind of identifies with that darkness, and we kind of want to be drawn back to that. And that's what Paul is addressing here, to be careful of being lured back in. Now, let's be very careful. We don't gain heaven by our moral living. Christ had to do that for us by his pure moral living. But we can lose heaven by returning back to immoral living and going back into the darkness. But listen to how Paul warns us. He says, "Let no one deceive you with empty words. The greatest threat to your status as a child of light is going to come through words, through philosophy, through a worldly attitude about life that causes you to kind of put your Christian faith aside. And an attitude and a philosophy of life that is not based on Christ and his word of truth." So Paul is encouraging us, continue to walk as saints of God in light. 2 years ago, this month, there was a young teenage girl brought from Moldova over here to the United States who was blind. She'd been living in blindness her whole life, and her doctors here in the States were able to perform surgery and give her sight again. And when she looked at herself in the mirror, the first word she said in her native tongue was, "I am so pretty." Can you imagine what that would be like? Now imagine if she and her friends decided for the fun of it, now that she has sight, to put on blindfolds and to pretend what it was like to go back into the darkness. You and I have been blessed by God to look at the realities of the world and to understand it properly through his word of truth and to see how important the grace of God is in Christ our Savior and what he's done for us and what it means for us. We've been blessed with that sight. Why in the world would we ever want to go back to blindness? And we're walking ahead to a place where there is no night. Amen. Here our hymn, and I'd ask that you sing this hymn with gusto today. This hymn is a great example of how we as members of Christ's church are bound to the ancient church, because these are based on the words of Augustine from way back in the 400s. And at the same time, the melody is a very modern Irish melody. And I just ask that you sing this one with gusto.